Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kate Kilpatrick-Miller and Vicky Ori. They're going to talk Helper Arts Festival because it is right around the corner, and we're ready for it. Big one this year, 25 years. Ladies, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, big one this year.
Yes, yes.
25 years this year.
Yep.
Doesn't seem like it.
No, it actually started in 94, and so we're excited.
Does not seem like 25 years, and, you know, we've had a lot of fun with it. Always a great time down there, and it all kicks off Thursday. Is it the 15th?
It's Thursday the 15th. We'll have our gallery stroll in connection with Culture Connection. So bring your chairs, enjoy the deltas, and go see the art, and just have a good time.
And that's just the kickoff.
Yes.
Then everything really starts up in earnest on Friday about noon. Is that what you said?
Noon, 1 o'clock, yes.
All right, let's bring Vicky in here. We'll talk a little bit about what's going to happen on Friday at noon. Vicky, take it away.
Well, we'll have our vendors set up, and we'll have our food court, and we're just ready to have a good time. We'll have a great music lineup this year, Friday and Saturday, so bring your chairs to the park and be ready.
Now, if people, I'm sure one of my favorites is closing out the on Saturday night, Shuffle.
Right.
I love those guys. And if people want to know what the schedule is and stuff like that, you guys have a Facebook page as well as a web page, do you not?
Right. HelperArtsFest.com.
And you can go on there and get the complete lineup. And how about for the Balance Rock stage? Is it on there as well, or does Balance Rock post that on their Facebook page?
They'll probably post that on their Facebook page, and then it'll be in the, we have an insert that we'll do, for, and we'll have ads and, the lineup in, a paper that you can get in the information booths at the fest.
Okay, so a lot of stuff going on. Are we doing anything above and beyond this year? I know we're doing Helper Idol. Let's talk a little bit about Helper Idol.
So Helper Idol, we started with the preliminaries last Friday, at First Friday, and we had 22 entrants, which was amazing. There was some amazing talent, and we narrowed that down to 10 finalists, and those 10 finalists will be performing on the stage on Saturday night.
And now top prize is
$3,000? $3,000.
Good land.
Yes. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize is $500.
How did I not get in this?
You should have.
Just for $3,000 anyway, for a shot at it. And you 22 contestants. That's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Very cool.
We're amazed.
And so now on for the finals, are they just going to get up and sing one song? Is that the way it's going to go with them? Or
Yeah.
And so then one song for a shot at $3,000.
Yeah. That starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
That'll be a lot of fun. Now let's talk really... like you said, Friday the vendor booths will come in, the food vendors, all that stuff goes on right around noon. And is that about the same time that the, when does the music start at the park there?
The music will start at noon, and we'll have Amber Ray Scott at noon on Friday. The beer garden and the wine garden will be open as well.
Okay, and that all kicks off at noon, and then it carries all the way through Friday night. About what time are you stopping?
It'll go Friday 11-ish. You know, we let the band, if they want to do some encores, which we hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually close up around 11. And then we're back to it the next, on Saturday, as well as Sunday.
What time do things kick off on Saturday morning there?
Saturday, if you're into yoga, we're going to have yoga in the park. Or is that Sunday? No, let's see. That's Sunday. Excuse me, that's Sunday. But Saturday... we have the Carbon Rec 5K at 8, and then we go into the car show's gonna. That's when registration starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to move our car show up north by, Gary DeVincent's building that he's now calling the Lincoln Hotel.
Up by the post office, and the Lincoln Hotel, if you're not aware, is right across the street from the post office.
Yes, right.
So you're going to move it up there. It won't be down in the southern block there.
Right, exactly.
Very nice, very nice. And then, once again, music all day Saturday.
Yep.
And then Sunday morning, you know, wake up, and then you can go do yoga.
Yeah, do yoga. Well, and there's the Clampers breakfast Saturday and Sunday. You can do go get breakfast, go do yoga at 9 o'clock, and then we'll have music, and the vendors will still be open, and we're going till 2 o'clock on Sunday.
2 o'clock on Sunday. So if you have something to do next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, don't say that you don't.
Mm. Right, exactly. And there's a children's art yard as well.
Oh, that's great. That gives them something to do. Yeah, it keeps them occupied.
Right.
Now, once again, like we said, this is the 25th anniversary of the Arts Festival. And have you added, other than Helper Idol, have you added anything special or done anything differently this year than you have in years past?
I think we've added more to the kids' art yard. That's been kind of a something for me to do. I'm very much a proponent for kids and art and art education. And so I've really tried to encourage that piece. But Helper Idol is really our big thing. We haven't done it for 5 years, but I said when I took over the festival 4 years ago that we would do it for the 25th year. So that's our big thing, and our big push is the Helper Idol.
All right, so come on out. Starting Thursday, Kate, give a push and tell people why they should come to Helper for the Arts Festival.
It's fun. There's lots of music. There's beautiful art. We're going to have vendors from all over the country there. So please come see their work. Purchase some things for birthdays and Christmas. And actually, I do want to say one thing. I want to thank the community last year. After that windstorm, we all came together, and that just tells me what Carbon County is, and I thank you all for that.
Well, no, hopefully this year, no wind.
That's what we're praying for.
No wind.
No wind.
Then maybe
beautiful weather.
And if not, if that doesn't work, maybe next year we just do it in a bubble. I don't know. But yes, those winds were terrific. And I remember the outpouring that came when people last year, and that was awesome.
Yes.
That's what Helper's all about.
Yeah.
Really is. Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you for coming in. Let's get out and have some fun. It's the Arts Festival, the 25th anniversary Helper Arts Festival, starting Thursday the 15th and running through Sunday. If you can't find something to do, you're not looking hard enough.
Right.
Really. Get on out and have some fun. Ladies, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, if you are looking for more information on these interviews and other interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.